The text is the gospel reading, Mark 13, 24 to 31, particularly that last verse. Holloman Hunt's 1853 painting, The Awakening Conscience, shows a woman realizing her fall. The music on the floor and the piano, the bird having been caught by the mouse, and the look on her face compared to the man keeping her, who's still dead having done anything wrong. You can talk about the plight of a fallen woman, but pictures are worth more. Words tell us many things, but sometimes we need a picture before we really get it. That's why today I offer pictures of judgment. First, pictures of misery. This one is from North Sault, Texas, where my first parish was. The volunteer fire department is putting on their annual barbecue. Everywhere in that small town and the surrounding area are signs declaring free barbecue. This being my first year there, I ask a member who tells me, well, really, it's a free will offering. My sense of fair play is violated. How dare they cry free, free, and only when you get there say it's a free will offering. I decide if they have the nerve to proclaim free and ask for donations, I have the nerve to go there and freely give little. As I go through the line, I'm stocking up. Pounds of brisket, beans, coleslaw, pickles, and potato salad. I proceed down the line stuffing two styrofoam carriers. At the last station, the guy asks two questions. Name, how much? I'm busted. I've taken enough food to feed a horse, intending on paying for what a bird would eat. Here before the entire town of North Sault, and I mean that literally, is the new pastor being called to account. Picture it. I still can and shudder. That's how the judgment is. It's a moment of accounting. You're going to be called on by name to pay for all your sins. You're going to be standing before the man, Christ Jesus, with your overstuffed life of sins, and he's going to say, name how much. But while I died from embarrassment, you'll die of fright. Next picture comes from the Candid Camera show. People are secretly filmed. They may be shown finding a wallet with money, being approached by an attractive woman, or being given a chance to explode on camera with anger. I have a great fear of being caught by such a show. You might think that's based on modern technology. You'd be wrong. Robert Burton, in his 17th century book, refers to a Latin saying, think no place without a witness. On Judgment Day, the hidden videos roll. It's like the song says, every move you make, every breath you take, every vow you break, I'll be watching you. Every deed, every word, every thought you've ever had has been recorded. You'll be standing in the judgment line holding an overstuffed styrofoam carrier of what you think your sins are. Only, as another song says, you ain't seen nothing yet. But unlike the song, this is something you're going to regret. Oh, you can't see the picture? Maybe God's word will help. Ecclesiastes 11:9. Rejoice, young man, during your childhood, and follow the impulses of your heart and the desires of your eyes. Yet know that God will bring you to judgment for all these things. It's the Baptists, it's not the Bible, who have an age of accountability below which God doesn't hold you answerable. Wrong. You're answerable for it all. Ecclesiastes 12:14. God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing. Matthew 12:36. Every idle word men shall speak, they shall give an account for in the day of judgment. 1 Corinthians 4:5 says the Lord will make manifest the motives of every heart. Because you can hide your sin from me, from others, don't think you can hide them from God, who's had a video camera on you since birth. Roll tape. The last picture of misery comes from that Old Testament reading. See the throne of God. See 10,000 times 10,000 angels round it. Hear the court being seated, the scrape of the chairs, the heavy sitting down, and see those massive books being opened. Hear them thud as they open flat. Revelation 20:12 has that same picture, but with more details. See, small and great are all standing there before the throne. The books are opened again. See the dead judged from the things which are written in the books according to their works. God himself says that in Revelation, but he's only repeating himself. Listen to 2 Corinthians 5:10. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may be paid back for the things done in his body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad. You have been sending 12 megapixel pics from earth to those books in heaven your whole life, and on judgment day, they're going to be shown to you and all creation. And don't you dare think your excuse of, well, we're all sinners, is going to help at all. When the books are open, only the words and the pics across from your name are going to be shown. Now, aren't those miserable pictures? Well, don't leave those here with those in your head, heart, wallet, or phone. They'll haunt you all the way to hell itself. There's another set of pictures from Judgment Day. Go back with me to North Zoltz. See me facing the line of brisket, beans, potatoes, and more. Then see me look to the end of the line, noticing that there's a man sitting there who's going to ask, name how much. Then see me repenting for my greed and gluttony. See me realizing there is no way I can face such a judge. Learn from this picture. Now's the day to face your sins. Now's the day to call yourself to account for them. Stop acting like there's never going to be an accounting. There will be, either now or in the end. And in the end, there's nothing but judgment. Now is the time to come to face your sins. Hear 1 Corinthians 11. If we judged ourselves rightly, we should not be judged. Paul said that in relation to communion. Don't approach this altar without first judging yourself. This is like a mini judgment every single week. Christ is here as Savior for all who come confessing their sins. He's here as judge for all who come with their excuses, their rationalizations, or their defenses for their sins. Hold yourself accountable for your sins every week so that they may be forgiven every week. Don't wait till judgment day when God will do it mercilessly before everyone. But what about the last judgment? The hidden camera imagery haunts you. You can see yourself being taped through your teen years, your college years, in many situations and circumstances that you can only blush about now. The candid camera, well, that's a great law image. But what you need now is a gospel one. How about special effects and editing? The Statue of Liberty can be beheaded before your eyes. The White House blowing up. People fly, they disappear, they change shapes. See a thumb drive with your name on it. Watch as the Lord puts it into a USB port on a gigantic screen big enough for all creation to see. What you see is you as a child, but you're always obeying your mom. You're never even rolling your eyes, never muttering under your breath. On it plays through your teen years, your college years, your adult years. The drive pictures you only doing what is good, right, and kind. The places where you're ready to cover your eyes for shame, they aren't there at all. That time you stole, that time you sinned sexually, and even more serious sins than that, they just aren't there. It's a video of only good works. Not one evil work, not one evil word, not even one evil thought is there. Now, how can that be? It's special effects and editing. The video of the perfect life of Jesus was edited, and your head was put on his body. So all that he ever did, all creation sees you as doing it. But what about all of your sins? Hard drives can be erased. The video of your life was run through the blood of Jesus Christ, and every single sin of yours was erased. Or think of what happened on the cross as a giant magnet. Your video was at the cross, and the suffering and death of Jesus were so powerful a magnet, it removed all your sins from it. These are my pictures, but isn't it what 2 Corinthians 5:19 says? God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And 2 Corinthians 5:21, God made him, Jesus, who had no sin, to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Okay, that takes care of your tape. What about the books? What about the books that I've been sending pics and texts to all my life? Well, don't go to those books. There's nothing there you want to see. Even your good works have all sorts of notes by them. Help neighbor, but felt proud. Or went to church, but didn't listen. Don't go to those books. Go to another book, the book of life. Revelation 20 says the book of life, will also be at judgment. Small and great stand before God. The books are open, but another book is open, which is the book of life. Yes, the dead are judged out of the things which are written in the books according to their works, but what damns is not what's written in those books, the book of works, but what being not being written in the book of life. So, how does one get one's name written in that book? Revelation 13 says, the Lamb's book of life has been written before the foundation of the world. Paul says the same thing, Ephesians 1. He chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world. The names in the book of life have been written since before the world was even created, and they're written in the indelible blood of Christ. Yes, but how do I know my name is written there? Well, have you been absolved? Have you been baptized? Or have you been communed? Those the Lord Jesus wrote down in eternity, he absolves, baptizes, or communes in time. You can know what happened before the foundation of the world by what happens to you in time. Has Christ said to you, I baptize you? Does Jesus say, I forgive you? Does he say, take, eat, take, drink? This is my body given for you. This is my blood shed for you. Rejoice. Your name has been written and forever stands inscribed in the book of life. Go back to Judgment Day. The books of works contain what you have done, all the texts and the pics you've sent in time. But the book of life contains what God has done in Christ for you from eternity. So, which carries more weight? What man or God has done? Which lasts longer? What you've written in your books or what God has written in his? Doesn't Jesus say, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away? One last picture. You're standing before the judge. The book of life is open. You hear name. And then, oh, yes, here it is. Amen. Now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.